Now, as you've undoubtedly heard, communal services across almost every faith have been cancelled. Ministers, rabbis, imams and other leaders are opting for digital worship. But if you've got coronavirus, and especially if you've been a faithful worshipper all your life, missing certain religious rituals can be painful. And as Easter approaches, Pope Francis has issued more liberal rules for those wanting to make their confession, and most poignantly for priests who want to give last rites to a dying person, even if the closest he can get is the hospital door. Joshua McElwee is Rome correspondent for the independent newspaper National Catholic Reporter. I asked him first if the Vatican itself had been affected by coronavirus.
We know that there was at least, I think, two cases, because there was a report from the Holy See press office that there had been two people who went for general health services at the Vatican kind of health clinic, and they had been found positive with the coronavirus. That appears to have been the result of a conference hosted by the Pontifical Academy for Life on actually issues of artificial intelligence, and it brought in a number of big figures from across the world, including the CEO of IBM, I think the CEO of Microsoft, and apparently some person in that group had the coronavirus and passed it on. There had been a lot of worry originally that this could have been the first of many cases, but it looks like we haven't heard any more yet, and it's been more than 14 days, which is the incubation period. So it looks like the Vatican Health Service really got a handle on it immediately and stopped further spread.
I guess the only area in which we might say that Pope Francis and Donald Trump are similar is that they apparently neither of them like germs. And last year there was that famous footage of the Pope constantly pulling his hand away from people who wanted to kiss his hand. Partly it's because he just doesn't like the image of people kissing his hand. But I think, as a scientist by training, I think he's pretty particular about not wanting to spread germs.
Yeah, what's interesting about that incident is that, from my understanding, it wasn't the Pope's concern for himself. He thought that, you know, he could wash his hands afterwards and he would be fine. But he was very concerned that it was an audience of hundreds of people and each were trying to kiss his hand, and they were passing things to each other. And he was obviously quite concerned about that. And the video went viral because people thought the Pope was being mean. But I think he was really expressing some sincere concern for what could happen in such a scenario with hundreds of people passing germs to one another.
Yeah, and quite prescient, probably. Now, let's talk about the Pope's most recent declaration on how Catholics around the world, because there's lockdowns worldwide, who can't get to Mass, who can't make confession, and indeed Catholics who are on their deathbeds because of coronavirus, what special provisions has the Pope made for those people?
Last week on Friday, unexpectedly, the Apostolic Penitentiary, which is one of the Church's tribunals here, released two things, a decree and a note concerning kind of two different issues. The note concerned confession in these times. Essentially, what the penitentiary was looking at was the fact that because of the isolation measures to contain the virus, many people who go to the hospital cannot see anyone. No one can come visit them. There's been these horrible stories here in Italy of people dying basically alone because the hospital staff are trying to prevent spread to anyone else. And that means they can't get a priest to give them last rites, and they can't even have confession. What this church tribunal did was made clear to the bishops around the world that this is a time where they can allow for general absolution, which is a rare practice in the church where a priest or a bishop can offer absolution to a group of people at once. And it's quite striking, the language in the decree, because it envisions a scenario where a bishop can't individually confess people, can't even go near them. And so the example they give is that a bishop might go to a hospital, stand at the doorway because he can't come in, and use the PA system to offer absolution to all those who are sick and dying. Mm. It's a really stark image of the seriousness of these times, especially if your listeners have seen any of the images from northern Italy where the virus is most at its worst.
Yeah, this is the second week in which we have come to Italy because the images are so profound. What is now the papal position on those who can't even see a priest before they die? What is supposed to now happen to their souls?
So this was the other provision from this church tribunal last week, and this had to do with indulgences, which is kind of a very old-school theology in the Catholic Church about the remission of sin. Essentially, an indulgence is the idea that if you've confessed and been forgiven for a sin, an indulgence would remit the punishment for that sin, the eventual punishment from God. This new language from the Vatican was very all-encompassing. It essentially said all of those who have the virus, all of those who are healing from it, all of those healthcare workers who are helping them, all of those in quarantine because they might have the virus, would be granted an indulgence under certain conditions. So essentially trying to make mercy available to every person in the world who is affected by this scenario. And then the decree also had very beautiful language about people who will die without being able to have last rites or without being able to have confession. And it said the church is making available this indulgence to them at the point of death. So essentially the church is saying, we want to give you mercy. We want to make sure that you can go on to the next spiritual phase free and unencumbered.
Even as Pope Francis reaches out to those purely metaphorically to try to extend that mercy, it doesn't end, if you like, for lack of a better phrase, the culture war within the Vatican, because we've had Cardinal Raymond Burke, the arch-conservative American cardinal, basically sort of saying that despite all the civil laws and civil dictates, Catholics should keep going to Mass, they should keep taking communion, going to confessional. Is this a deliberately discordant note?
Yeah, I've spoken to some theologians who are really quite upset about Cardinal Burke's intervention. There had been some rumblings here in Italy and also in the United States of people who are angry about the closure of churches, especially in Italy before the lockdown 2 weeks ago. The Rome Diocese had not only stopped masses but also closed the churches, basically to prevent people from congregating and prevent people from passing on the virus. And a lot of people were upset about that. You know, what about someone who just needs to go for a moment to pray? But what the Pope has indicated, what every senior official here has indicated, is that the Church takes science very seriously. The Church realizes that this is a very dangerous moment, and it doesn't want to be blamed for allowing people to infect one another or for allowing people to die. And because of this seriousness, the church is acting accordingly. It is not allowing in many places for congregations at all. In Italy, it's become quite popular now for people to partake in the Mass via video link on Sunday. But many theologians were just angry at Cardinal Burke, thinking that this is not scientific. This is not in accordance with protecting people's lives. And if people congregate in this time, we don't know who has the coronavirus and who doesn't. And it could get passed on to vulnerable populations who cannot recover and will die.
Joshua McElwee, Rome correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. And you're with Andrew West.